I can't even call the damn name of the place now where they built the wagons, and I went there several times where they built peanut pickles. Mm-hmm. But I can't call the name of it now.
Mm-hmm. What about in Florida?
Well, I've been to Miami. Worked 2 weeks one time in Hollywood, Florida. And I've been to Panama City, Jacksonville. Well, I've just been all over Florida. I've been to, on the east shore of the car races down there. I forget what the damn name of the place down there.
Oh, Daytona?
Yeah, Daytona.
What about here in Alabama?
Well, pretty near been all over Alabama several times. It's to that, like I said, I've worked all the way through the central part and the northern part. I've been all over Alabama, you might say.
Mm-hmm. Been to Birmingham.
Yeah. Back down when the first Roosevelt put on the cotton program, when he got to be president, he put a ceiling on most everything in an allotment. That's what started us getting into the damn shape we in right now. He did. Of course, he hoped the country would come in there right behind Hoover days. But he called the niggers in, the races, the wall right behind the dang war there. He put, and I was just getting started at Blue Stand. He'd come in here and give all of us a lot, man, everybody, say cotton or peanuts or corn, hogs or anything. He would say you could plant so many acres. Well, if you planted more than that, he'd pay you and let them plow it up, you know, after it's done made, you know. He'd pay you to knock your pigs in the head. And Jesse was a dictator. And that's where it started, and it's reading wind shape wind right today. Mm-hmm. But that was in 32, I believe, is when he started that program. And we've been under the government ever since.
You think the new man is going to be president, be able to do anything about that?
No, sir. He ain't him or no other living human. Not in one term. Now, he may, my idea, he's going to make it worse, but we're going to fare better the next 4 years, is the way I feel about it, than we've been faring in the South. Sure. I believe the next 4 years will be good, but the next four, I won't say, now the next 10 or 12, maybe.
You think that's going to be because of the fact that he's from the South?
Yeah, and then two, he's going to try to follow Roosevelt's plan as much as possible, and going to try to help the folks that put him in. And he's going to, and there's already too many giveaway programs, which you know, and he's going to cater to these damn niggas, with all due respect to them. But I believe time's going to be good 4 years. I sure believe that. I believe farming's going to be much better. But now we're going to pay for it later. Because this giveaway program, that's what's running this country. It's what's running right now. I'd be in business right now if it wasn't for the food stamps, and they just feed the folks here, you see. And you can't get them to work. They just won't work. And that's the reason all of this killing and all this, robbed two banks right here in Jordan County yesterday.
Is that right?
And it's going to happen right here. So folks, this younger generation ain't going to work. Mm.